I'm Talking, episode 308 for March 10th, 2024. This is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast, where I share my thoughts on a topic that has piqued my interest this past week. This week, we're talking omnipotent. Omnipotent is another word that's fully churched, is what I wrote in my notes. And, you know, that's the only place we use it, is at church. Not that it can't be used in other places, but that is where you will hear it most often, probably never in the quote-unquote real world or the public world, however you want to look at that. But I did look up the dictionary definition, and it says unlimited power, which is always the way I've looked at it, all powerful. But it also said unlimited authority, and I'd never seen that definition before, unlimited authority. And I thought, wow, that really fits as well, because that is who our God is. And then I thought of things that are said to us in the world that says we need to stay away from words like always and never, because that gets us into trouble. And yet that is exactly what we have to say when we talk about omnipotent. So here's the challenge for those of us who name the name of Christ. The first is belief in a deity that can be all power and all authoritative, who is unlimited in his power. And it's hard to wrap your mind around it, so belief can sometimes become difficult. The other thing that we wrestle with is to describe what that means. And people ask silly questions like, well, if he's all powerful, can he make a stone that he can't move? And, you know, I don't know. One, I'm not sure how to answer that question. It doesn't seem like a logical question. Not sure what it's driving at. But to describe what it means to be all-powerful is difficult. And the third thing I wrote is that we need to, as Christians, rest in the fact that the God we serve is all-powerful. That should give us comfort. That should give us peace. That should give us rest. So where does one go from there? Well, the fact is that studying God's word helps us to learn more about who he is. Omnipotent is a description of his character, being all-powerful, having all authority. And the reality is, much as I said last week when we talked about omniscient, is the God we serve is truly only worthy of worship if he is omnipotent, if he is all power with all authority. And even when we, in our feeble human casing, cannot understand what that fully represents, we can rest in the fact that he is and we aren't. Until next week, this is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast.